RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. We are here at Niagara Falls Country Club, getting you ready here for the next hour of Tee to Green, your local stop for golf talk here in Western New York. We're excited to be here. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, getting you ready for what is Women's Porter Cup Week. Coming up next week, we've got a jam-packed show coming your way. In just one moment, Tournament Director Brian Oakley will be joining us here as well. We'll also speak with one of the competitors that is going to be participating this week. Of course, last week, a big week for the Western New York PGA at Oak Hill. It was Senior PGA Week. We'll talk about our experiences and our opportunity to play Oak Hill, which was fun. With it being Women's Porter Cup Week, some things to talk about with women's golf, including the Women's Porter Cup. This week's the U.S. Women's Open. Hank Haney said some things that caused some controversy, so we'll talk about that, which relates to the women's game. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We've got information on our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. Yes, the U.S. Open's only 2 weeks away. Duster Challenge info, so lots to get to here over the course of the next hour. Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. Let's keep pushing that rain south or east or just away from
out of our market.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm like, you know, we had a great day yesterday.
Beautiful.
Can't we string two together?
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask, Jeff?
It is. It is. You're asking for an awful lot at this point. Yes.
How about temperatures in the 70s? Can we get those?
I was thankful. Yeah. I unloaded 72 new club cars yesterday. If it was raining or cold or miserable, that would
have
been
a difficult
day. I saw
your picture on that.
Yeah.
You were working hard, obviously.
Yeah. But, yeah, we could use some good weather. It doesn't feel like June. You know, I look at my golf course. It feels like it's April 28th or something.
Yeah. It's you know what? It's depressing. But then I look what people in the Midwest and the – you know, are dealing with those tornadoes, you know, heart goes out to
flooding.
Those people.
There's
flooding, everything, you know
another
what?
Another year of historic flooding, record flooding.
Yes, you know, I guess we'll take this. I have a lot of golf sweaters.
Yes.
So Donald Ross takes care of us. I'll be happy to wear those.
Some nice quarter zips. Yeah, it's quarter zips. I feel like I wear quarter zips 3/4 of the year around in Western New York. Yeah.
That's right, absolutely. All right, let's bring in our first guest, Tournament Director for the Women's Porter Cup. Brian Oakley's with us. If you've listened to our shows here from years past from Niagara Falls Country Club, you know Brian's a big part of this show. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us, as always. We love coming up here.
Have we helped you get that deal with Oakley sunglasses yet?
Yeah. You know what? That is going to happen.
Okay. All right.
But thanks for trying.
It's a natural fit.
Well, you're wearing Oakleys, aren't you, right now?
I am.
Yeah. Those are prescription Oakleys. But, you know,
true.
Like he should be decked out head to toe in Oakley All right, so I'm just Jeff, we know some people, don't
right,
we?
Right. Can you still work on it?
Okay. You're a master negotiator, Kevin. You can get a deal for anybody.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
We'll see about that.
That's right. So, Brian, you're a few days away from this starting up. The Women's Porter Cup this year is Wednesday through Friday. Practice round Tuesday. How are your last-minute preparations going?
Well, it's always a challenge. You know, there's a couple of injuries and people that want to get in at the last minute. So, this is the time of year that it's a little uncertain, but we've got a full field of 76 players as we speak right now, from all walks of life, as far as D1 colleges and locals and international. So we're pleased with the field this year.
Yeah, I think this year, I think the biggest probably stage that we've seen for amateur golf this year was at Augusta National this year, right before the Masters.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, what does that event do for your tournament and just for women's amateur golf? What did you think about it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a stepping stone for women. We had actually two of our ladies this year that are playing in the tournament played in the first women's Masters.
Awesome.
Anna Redding was she's number 30 in college golf right now from Virginia, and she played in the first event. We're going to actually have her speak a little bit at our players' dinner about the experience, but she had to make a long putt on the 18th to make it into the Augusta portion of it, okay, because they played at another course prior to that, and it was a field of, I believe, 70. And she said it's just mind-boggling how they were treated and the experience was so terrific for women. So
yeah, why would it be any different, right? Yeah, treat the women the same you treat the men, and you never have a problem in golf.
Yeah, I think we're coming so far. And women listening right now, well, it's about damn time, probably what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
But and what I say with that is, with Augusta National did what we saw, over this past week and a half on Golf Channel with NCAA Women's Golf, right? Women's U.S. Open this week. And, there needs to be more. Frankly, I've raised my hand and said, hey, when we start doing women's golf tournaments on PGA Tour Radio, I want to do it. Why not? They're the best players in the world. So, and I think we'll probably have more of that considering recent events here this past week when, somebody just said something incredibly stupid, insensitive, and frankly, I don't know if it's for me to judge if it's racist, but it sure sounded like it with Hank Haney. So what I hate, though, is that even I mentioned that because everybody's focusing on negative things somebody said when there's so many positive things. I mean, this isn't the first Women's Porter Cup here. We're, eighth year?
This is seven.
Seven.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
The seventh year of the Women's Porter Cup. So so many positive things have been happening for 7 years here at Niagara Falls Country Club. An advancement. I'm glad to see the rest of the country with Augusta National, and they're televising more things in Golf Channel, and in the media are starting to say, hey, wait a second here. These women can play just as well as the men. Sure, they played a little shorter distance, but they play great.
And, I feel we've been coming here every year. I feel like women's golf has grown in the last 7 years. I feel it's gotten better. I feel there's more coverage of it. Just looking back in those 7 years, all the things that have happened, and I feel it gets far more visibility than it might have 7 years ago. And maybe that's our perspective, being in the business, in the PGA. You're running one of the best women's events in the country, and so we're engrossed in it. But I do feel nationally that the women's game is getting more, and I feel like more women are entering the game.
No question. We have ambassadors like Brooke Henderson. She played here 5 years ago, and she's number six in the world right now, and just holding her own. And there's more and more girls that I lose every year because they do turn pro, which good for them.
Sure.
But, it's disappointing that, we can't have them come back every year. We're going to have our first returning champion this year, first ever. And it's a young lady from New Zealand. She played in every single one of the Porter Cups so far. And last year, she just broke through and captured it. And we have her returning as champion.
That's great. Yeah, let's talk about the field, Brian. Well, what are some of the highlights of some of the players this year?
Well, I mentioned Anna Redding, okay? Yep. And then we've got Amber Park. She's from Texas A&M. And she's a sophomore there. She has a 73 scoring average.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Not bad.
In the past 12 months, she's had 13 rounds at par or better. to break the record at Texas A&M. So, you know, she's a hopeful. We've got Ellie Skurek is a major Canadian threat, along with Bridget Thibault, who was also the first Canadian that played in the Women's Masters. So we're happy to have them, and Grace St. Germain from the Canadian national team as well. We've got a young lady named Izzy Taylor, Isabel. She's from Australia, and she's up and coming. And just to see the reach of what you have with the Women's Porter Cup and how it relates to the men's, we had a phone call from Adam Scott's father. Make sure you take care of her, okay? Cool. So, of course, he played in the Men's Porter Cup, so that's kind of cute.
Yeah, but you'll take care of her. Yeah,
we will.
Everybody
we will
take care of her. That's part of the lure of this event.
That's what Mr. Scott didn't need to call. No, our members are going to take care of Izzy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think when we've talked about both of the Porter Cups when we come up here to do shows in the past, it's part of the experience that these players get is the Western New York hospitality. But for those that maybe haven't heard it before, can you just talk about what your members do besides even just the courtesy of giving up the golf course for these days?
Exactly, and that's a big part of it, you know, to give the course up, especially when there hasn't been that many days to be able to play.
Right.
But, you know, we look after these ladies. You know, we have housing for them. We have transportation. We pick them up when they land. We get them to their hotel or to their hospitality. The members open up their homes to them. You know, we pick up all their meals for the most part and just make sure they're comfortable, because they'll come back and tell us, you know what, this is the best you know, that they experience.
Talking about the corporate community, and I work on Channel 2. I do a show on Channel 2, and I know Jim Tolnar. By the way, congratulations.
Congrats
on the Hall of Fame, Jim.
Yes. So he's out there playing.
We just saw him.
Oh,
is
he? Yeah. Well, I figured he'd be out here this morning. Yeah.
he might not want anybody to know that.
I know he's very proud that Tegna, the parent corporation, and Channel 2 be one of the sponsors of the Women's Porter Cup.
WGRZ is huge to our tournament. Jim Tolnar is a proponent of women's golf. He's helped me out in various settings. You know, with Heather Pruzak, you know, she's going to be my MC at the Players Dinner this week. And one of the key things that Jim did for me this year, I said, I need a speaker. And he went outside the box and he said, this lady will be a tremendous speaker for you. It's Dr. Candace Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
She's the CEO and president, first ever, of Roswell Park. And she's an avid golfer. So we're really excited to have her come and speak for us. So thanks, Jim.
Yeah, and you know how important the importance of that for these young women to see, you know, somebody of Dr. Johnson's prominence to speak, because you know golf. Listen, we all talk about it. You know, we talk about the PGA Tour, and you know, that's the dream avenue of golf, right? I mean, small, tiny percentage here, but golf gives you so many disciplines to succeed elsewhere, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm hoping that this, her perspective, you know, as to the fight for cancer, you know, and I had, a brief chat with Dr. And I said, you know what, give the girls an experience of winning your career that you needed to lay up or go for it, you know, because, you know, there's moments in her life that she had to make some harder decisions than what club to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good analogy there.
Well, like and the other thing, it was funny, my wife wanted to go hit balls last night. Like, she rarely ever plays. But a friend of ours through the United Way, I believe, I hope I'm saying this correct, they're having a introduction to women's business golf next week.
Aren't you having something, too, at Glen Oak?
Yeah, we're having something Tuesday at Glen Oak, yeah.
Yeah, because, and you know, her friend and our neighbor is, you know, businesswoman and just wants to make awareness and get more women introduced to the game so they can make deals on the golf course, right? Yep. I mean, it's the old adage, oh, the deals are made on the golf course. Well, women are either intimidated to go or not invited to go with that, or they don't feel like they're good enough to play to go. Not good enough as a business person. I'm just saying that, well, I don't know the game, don't know how to play. So I think that's a cool initiative that's going to happen to get more women introduced to golf so they can get their daughters introduced to golf so they can play in the Women's Porter Cup.
So what I would recommend, I run three programs a week. It's called Get Golf Ready, and it's all women that I teach, and it takes you from never playing golf to being comfortable walking here into Niagara Falls Country Club as a golfer. So you learn the rules, you learn the etiquette, you learn where to stand, you learn, you know, you don't bring your golf bag in the golf shop, things like that. So, you know, if you're a woman out there looking to take up the game, look for these Get Golf Ready programs. A lot of PGA professionals are running them. They're great things.
And then if you get hooked,
Oh, then you're done.
But same if you get hooked, this Women's Porter Cup, it's amateur, so there isn't an age limit on this, is there, Brian?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, we've had ladies that are playing in their 50s.
Yeah.
So it's just amateur.
That's great. Yeah, we'll get more information about your Glen Oak outing this week a little later in the show. Brian Oakley, the tournament director, with us here from the Women's Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club. We are broadcasting live. Brian Colesiel here, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Thanks for being with us. We'll speak with one of the competitors coming up here in this event in just a few moments. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, lots to get to. Hank Haney's comments. We'll get you caught up to date on the Memorial, the U.S. Women's Open, all that and more here. So, Brian, year seven here, as you mentioned, the recruiting process, I guess I would say, of getting players or getting them to come and play, I'm sure it's changed over the last 7 years or so. Take us through that process and just when do you even start, like, working on a year's tournament, or are you already even looking ahead to next year even? Like, how does that go for you?
It used to be, just a couple months before, but now it's year-round. People that show up, they talk about, I've got a niece that is really, really good. Do you think she could be good enough? And so the dialogue's always going on.
Yeah.
But it's intense starting in, I would say, January, making sure. Because before that, the girls aren't really thinking about their summer, spring season. They're focused on, the NCAAs, et cetera. But we've got some good local girls coming in this year that we're excited about. We've got Chelsea D'Antonio. She could be in the mix. She's at Winthrop University. She was named to the Big South All-Conference team, so we're really proud of her. And we've got expecting good things out of Madeline Catalano. She's a first-year player who plays at the club here. And we're excited for her. She's actually playing today in the New York State Championships today at Deerfield.
Yep.
And we've got Mika McDonald. She's a greater Rochester player. She's won that Player of the Year second year in a row. She's got a D1 scholarship that she's just accepted from William & Mary. Sydney Shaw, that everybody knows, of course.
Yep.
And she's a class act. It's a year-round process. You pick up little tips. You listen to certain things, and you know after 7 years whether that's someone I need to go and recruit and research a little bit better. It's a lot of fun. It's actually my it's my passion. It's my hobby, I guess. You put it.
Sure. You're checking out those rankings a lot, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a qualifier? We know the Men's Porter Cup has a qualifier. Is there a qualifier for the Women's Porter Cup? And if not, will there be in the future?
I don't see it at this time because, we get as many locals as we can accept, based on the scores. So I don't discriminate that way to locals. I try to get as many in as possible. It's a process that, is probably something that's going to, gravitate towards a, qualifier, but not, and I don't see it in the next couple of years.
Okay.
What have you seen now that you've seen the event for at least six winners, six champions? What are you seeing in the winners? What's the key to winning?
Is there a
common
denominator the women have?
You know what? There's a lot of young ladies that come through here that win unexpectedly. I'll put it that way, that relaxed. Our champion from last year, she hadn't picked up a club in, 2 months prior to the event. We had to talk her into it because she graduated from Ohio State University. She played all 5 years there, and she just said, I just needed to break. And she came in here, and her swing was terrible. JP Bedard, who's our assistant pro here, he said, come up the range with me and work on it. And 3 days later, she ran away with it.
No, I'm
golf.
No, yeah. I'm laughing because that is golf, right? Yeah, right? I mean, listen, guys and gals who are listening, how many times you've been on the range before a round? You're like, oh, I hit the ball terribly. I'm hitting nozzle rockets, whatever. And then you go out in the course and it's like, whoa. Something clicks,
yep.
And you play great.
Mm-hmm.
It
takes one good swing.
That was
sometimes.
Me Monday. Yeah. You were looking at my Kev, your grip's off like this, and then boom, well, all of a sudden, Aside from that opening eight, it played great. So
yeah, it's funny how you can just make one good swing sometimes, and it flips a switch, and you get going in the right direction.
Absolutely. How about information for those that want to come out and spectate this week, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we encourage everybody to come out. It's a free event, obviously. But, you know, our practice round will be on Tuesday. And, you know, we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is our days. And they start teeing off at 7:30 in the morning and tee off until almost noon. And, you know, we welcome everybody.
By the way, TD Green gives you permission. And we'll write a note for your kid to get out of school to come watch. That's all right? So if any parents worried about an inexcused absence, we do have prescription notes from TD Green that we will send out. Right. You didn't know we had that, Jeff.
Yeah, I wish
I didn't know until I just said it, frankly. But I'll write you a note. What the heck?
That's right.
But no, seriously, if you have a young girl who is
so cool,
interested in golf, yeah, plays PGA Junior League, what have you, this would be a great opportunity where they can see what the opportunities are in person, not just, you know, watching the Women's U.S. Open this weekend or watching LPGA Tour events. This is a chance to come out and see it live in person, to see the college golf bags and all the opportunity. And I'm sure the competitors would be happy to give high fives, say hello to the girls, right?
Oh, yeah.
And boys, frankly, too. Why am I just saying girls? You can bring your boys out here, too, and they can see some great golf.
We've got 40 first tee participants coming out. So the first tee program of Western New York will be here on Tuesday, and we take them out to the practice areas, and the girls, you know, teach them, take pictures with them, sign their golf balls for them. So that's a good experience for the kids.
So it's the 7th edition of the Women's Porter Cup. It's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we wish all the competitors good luck. We'll be speaking with one of them coming up here next segment. Brian Oakley, the tournament director. Great job as always. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Enjoy your visits every
That's
year.
That's right. And have
great
good weather this week.
Yeah.
Please.
That
makes
everybody
good
is owed.
Yeah. We're
good
weather. We just want dry.
Just right.
And a peak of the sun, right?
That's right.
It's such a beautiful view from this club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that patio. They still have one of the best patios in Western New York.
That escarpment view. Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. No doubt. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
All right, more coming up here on Tee to Green when we return, as we are live at Niagara Falls Country Club Women's Porter Cup, as we continue to talk about it here with PGA Pro Jeff Minas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Koziel. More Tee to Green from Niagara Falls Country Club here in Lewiston right after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
It is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard as we welcome you back here to Niagara Falls Country Club. It's Women's Porter Cup Week. We're getting you ready for it. This week, the PGA Tour is in Columbus, Ohio, Muirfield Village Golf Club, the Memorial Tournament. One of the best tournaments of the year. The best milkshakes, right, Kevin?
Darn tootin'. It is the best milkshake I have. And listen, I've had a few in my day. It is, without question, the best milkshake I have ever had. We had to make us one for a video hit on PGAtour.com. Selfishly.
So shocking that you had.
Yeah, selfishly so we could get milkshakes, right?
How many takes did that take? Oh, let me try again. That wasn't good. Yeah.
Well, I finished. I had a peanut butter cup milkshake. The guy, that kid, he's like 20-something. He must make a fortune. The players, like, they're all these $100. I'm like, I threw a fiver in there. I didn't throw a hundo like, in the tip jar. But, I mean, I think he used a third of a jar of peanut butter in this peanut butter. Yeah. I mean, it was incredible.
Well, they said the favorite milkshake of the week I was hearing was, it's Buckeye.
The Buckeye.
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't even know.
The other guy had the Buckeye.
They're not putting Buckeyes in there.
It's pretty much a peanut butter cup milkshake, the Buckeye. But I'm telling you, he's got so many things. They've showed it on TV.
Yeah.
But
well, yesterday.
The setup's incredible.
Terry Gannon and Nick Faldo, and they had Jack Nicklaus was in there doing it. Yes. And at some point, they put the camera on him. All three of them had a milkshake.
That was a setup.
But. Yeah, I know, of course. they do that.
But I'll tell you what.
They were all having it.
We have the Canadian, and we'll get to this, and we'll get to our guest here in just a moment. We have the Canadian Open next week in Hamilton, Canada, Ontario, not far. But if you can't make that and you wanted a drivable golf tournament to go to this weekend, you know, check the weather tomorrow. They're probably sold out. I mean, that golf course is unbelievable, Muirfield Village. Everything about it is great. There's only two electronic scoreboards on the golf course. It is just an incredible, you know, make plans next year. That is one to go to for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Memorial leaderboard quickly here. Three-way tie for the top. Biggest name there, Martin Kaymer. He is at -9 amongst a three-way lead. K.H. Lee, Troy Merritt also at -9.
I played with K.H. a couple years ago down at Pekin Peak. Great kid.
Cool.
He's not a kid anymore, but
awesome.
He was a great kid then.
He's doing really well. Jordan Spieth, one shot back. He seems to be playing his best golf in quite a while here. -8, one back. Adam Scott, I know Brian Oakley mentioned him earlier. He is at -7 amongst a large group there that includes Ricky Fowler, Patrick Cantlay, and some other big names. Justin Rose had a great round yesterday. He's -6.
He shot -9 yesterday.
Yeah. He was playing with Tiger. As we get to him, he's at -2. Tiger tees off at 10:35 this morning. The biggest name to miss the cut, Rory McIlroy, by 1.
Shocking.
+2. Steve Stricker.
No, it is.
At +1. Absolutely.
The way he drives a golf ball, I'm shocked.
That's right. Yeah, he's driving it, but he was driving it all over the place. So there's our look there. We'll get U.S. Women's Open leaderboard coming up here in just a minute. But let's bring in our next guest, one of the participants of next week's Women's Porter Cup. The fourth time she'll be playing in, Alex Namofsky is joining us here. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. So you're from Coastal Carolina. This is your fourth year playing in it.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Awesome.
Coastal Carolina's in Charleston, right?
It's in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Oh, well, I don't think
tough.
It was in Charleston.
Tough guy.
Yeah. Either way, terrible spot to be for college.
And how many years, what year are you in there?
I'll be a senior in the fall.
Okay.
What's your home course down there?
Our home course is the Hackler course at Coastal Carolina, which is like it's right on campus.
Oh. It's a camp. Awesome.
How great is that?
It's nice. I live right on the driving range.
Oh. Yeah.
So what's prepar? Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. So what are you doing to prepare this week? I see you're working this morning.
Yeah, I've just been working pretty much like 5 times a week, and then just playing either after or before my shift as much as I can.
Is there any shops you're specifically working on that you feel you'll be needing a lot this week at this event?
Yeah, there's a couple tricky par threes on this course. So I've been practicing a lot off the tees on the par threes and a lot of approaches into the green, because especially on the back nine, a lot of the holes slope back to front. So you got to be careful where you place the ball on the green.
You don't want to be above the pin putting downhill.
No.
How about the rough? Everywhere I've been this year, the rough has been.
I've been working on my driving accuracy too, because I am struggling to hit out of this rough.
Well, not just you.
Yeah, it's everybody.
Yeah, what do you think are some keys here to being successful? I mean, you've played in this event three different times. What do you feel like is important to try to contend?
I think ball placement off the tee, making sure you're not getting in any trouble, and then really just leaving it, you know, below the flag on those tough greens. And it's not a tight course, really, so if you do miss the fairway at some point, it's not too hard to get back into play. So I think placing it on the green is the most important thing.
What's your best attribute in your game?
I would say my chipping, probably short, you know, like sand shots, pitch shots.
Around the green.
Yeah.
What got you hooked into golf?
I always played, like, here and there when I was little, but my brother played tournaments growing up ever since he was, like, 4 or 5. And then I didn't like it at first, but once I saw, like, how much fun he was having when he was around, like, 11, 12. I'm actually older than him, so I started really being serious about it when I was 13, 14. And then when I was 15 and 16, I was like, I want to go play in the States on a scholarship. So,
excellent. So, Alex Namofsky with us here from Coastal Carolina. She'll be playing in this week's Women's Porter Cup. So you're from Toronto, right?
Just outside Toronto.
Okay. Right? So and
well, now that could be like 50 miles now, the way they're building out there.
That's true.
Halton Hills, which is just outside Mississauga in Brampton, and I'm a member at Brampton Golf Club.
Nice. And did you play a lot growing up? Or
Yeah. A lot.
Excellent. A lot, I bet,
Are you following the Raptors?
I'm so excited about the Raptors.
Yeah, right.
You have no idea.
The first time ever. I mean, it's taking over that city right now.
You know why I like it? I want to see the Raptors win a championship before the Maple Leafs win another one.
That's right.
I think that would be fantastic. That's what we're all rooting. That's why everybody in Buffalo is rooting for Toronto. It's not because of our friend Jack Armstrong, who's a member here and lives down the road. And awesome for Jack. It's just because we want the Raptors to win before the Leafs. Yeah. Sorry.
Nobody likes the Leafs.
Yeah. Well, I bet you Alex does. Alex, you want to tell us what's wrong with the Leafs? No.
Brooke Henderson, your idol?
She's not really my idol. We actually know each other. We're the same age. We're like 2 weeks apart, so we grew up playing some of the same events. But she's obviously a little better than me. So.
That's right.
Not this week. No, it isn't your week.
That's right. This is your week here.
You are you're a communication major.
I am.
So what do you hope to do?
We're going to kick you off, Kevin. We're bringing her in.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
I got kicked off last week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Hey, you're next, Brian.
I know.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I think maybe like being an agent or maybe working with like pro athletes, even like being a reporter too for like, you know, something.
Go
like
with the first choice. It pays better.
Yeah.
An agent?
Would you like would you like to cover golf? Could you see yourself being a golf reporter?
I would like to cover the NBA.
The NBA. Oh.
They're cooler than golfers.
That's right. She'll be covering the NBA finals before she knows it.
Hey, awesome. Good for you.
That's
go
right.
for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Especially with what's happened in Toronto, the emphasis on basketball, right? I mean, they've grown so many more fans, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, bandwagons, I guess.
Well, that's okay. That's how you get them on board, and then you got to keep them. Mm-hmm. Like Kawhi Leonard, they need to keep him.
Look,
we're working a little NBA in here. On
I love
TD
it.
Green, you know?
Absolutely. What's the best part about playing in this tournament?
Everything. It's my favorite tournament. I love everything about it. The boat trip, we go on Maid of the Mist down into the falls, and then we have a banquet with all the girls. We take pictures overlooking the river behind the clubhouse.
You probably got a few friends playing.
Yeah, I have a lot. Yeah, a lot of Canadians are playing it. Yeah, so it's cool. It's just nice. And my dad always caddies for me, so it's like, you know, one of the time of the year that we really get to hang out, because I don't see him that much when I'm at school, you know, and working here. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's neat. Has there been any father-daughter arguments over a club selection in the past?
No,
it's okay. You can call them out right here if you want.
We don't argue, but last year I was putting awful in this event, and he on the 12th hole, I think I four putted, and he's like, "Here, you're putting with your wedge for the rest of the round." So I putted with my wedge.
All right.
That's great.
Dad definitely knows golf for that.
Playing, do you know? Do you know how many Canadians are?
I'm going to say 35 Canadians.
Wow. So like half the field.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's great. Canadian golf is booming for women right now.
Yeah, they have a national program, which is way different than we do it, and it's a better way to support golf, actually.
But, yeah. Well, we see the kids come down for drive, chip, and putt.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I see it all the time. There's quite a few Canadian boys and girls that come down and participate.
I'm actually rooting for, I'm lobbying to shut the border for that day, the qualifier that our kids know.
Yes.
I'm kidding. But,
no, they're all the Canadian kids are good golfers.
The one kid who won our kids' division last year.
Yes.
Like, he pulled out a fresh sleeve of balls for every each discipline.
That's a little much.
Well, kid was good. I'll tell you what. It was just like, boom. I just said, next time, make him encore, will you? Support our sponsor.
Okay. That's right. Well, Alex, good luck this week. Thanks for coming over here and spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks for having me.
Got to wash carts and pick up golf bags and all that.
She's got to go practice. Get ready.
Best of luck with your career goals, too.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Yes. Hopefully, you can come on and we'll get you on to talk golf and your basketball coverage when you're a basketball
player.
Better
yet, you could be our agents.
That's right.
Aim higher.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, Alex Domofsky with us, player from Coastal Carolina. She's going to be playing in her fourth Women's Porter Cup, and we wish her the best of luck here. That's great. 35 Canadians, Brian says, playing in it.
Well, they have a national program, as Jeff mentioned, and I remember the second one. We came to film something with Brooke Henderson for TD Green TV, and they had a national team. I want to say there was maybe 12 or 16 at the time. And it was funny. We were supposed to play a three-hole stretch with Brooke, and this interview was supposed to take place over playing golf. Well, we got one hole in because the coach came over and was like, that's enough. It's a team thing. It's not about her. And I said, well, we went through communication, but I'll respect your wishes. That's fine. And Brooke could not have been nicer about it. She said, Coach, we'll just finish this. And funny thing was, it was the 13th hole, I think. Yeah, 13. She blistered a 3-wood. I had driver, and she hit it farther than I did.
Yeah,
and
she hits it far.
She was like 25 feet and unhappy with it, and she drained the putt for Bert. I mean, you could just tell, like, she had it.
Yeah,
whatever
absolutely.
It is, you know?
Let's quickly throw in the U.S. Women's Open here at Leaderboard Update here right now. They're not through two rounds yet. They had some weather issues yesterday, so they're finishing it up here.
Did
this
you see
morning.
The lightning strike they caught with the tree?
That one, they showed the tree at the U.S. Women's Open where it got burnt right in the middle.
They had it slow, still framed where you could see the whole thing. You know, it was like the cartoon x-rays, you know, when they get jolted and you see the skeleton of the cartoon character gets hit by lightning. That's what the tree looked like. Yeah. It was incredible.
Here's our annual reminder about lightning on the golf course.
But that
course,
is
right?
yes, that is why when you hear the horn blown by your golf, get off the golf course. Don't even mess around with that because when you saw that strike, I was like, oh my gosh.
I've been around it too much. I remember when we lost three people on a golf course in Rochester during a storm years and years ago, and I've had two close calls. So I don't even think about it. If I see it, I'm out.
Right.
And it's not worth it. There's too many good days to play. So.
Absolutely. Well, the leader right now, Mamiko Higa, -6 right now, on top of Jessica Korda, -5.
So Hank Haney was wrong?
That's right. Lexi Thompson, the name that might be recognized there, -3. She is done with her second round. Inbee Park, -2. If you remember from the Augusta National women's amateur, Jennifer Kupchko was the one that ended up winning. She's playing very well. She's even par, tied for 23rd at the moment. So she's going to make the cut and maybe have a chance to contend here. The runner-up in that event, who also was well-known in that, Maria Fassi, who ended up winning the NCAA, I believe. She is +3.
From Arkansas, right?
Yes, from Arkansas. And the cut line is at 3, and she's got 3 holes to go. So both of them may make it. They just turned pro this week, both of them playing. They kind of did their tour after that.
Yeah.
They went around, did the Today Show, the Night Show, you know, all that sort of stuff. So they both may make the cut in their pro debut.
You know, I want to say something about the Women's U.S. Open. Why doesn't the USGA set a golf course for the Men's U.S. Open up like they set it up for the Women's U.S. Open? Right? I mean, they don't lose the golf course.
Ego.
I'm just saying, they don't lose the golf
Poor
course.
Poor planning, everything. Yeah.
Well, that's yet to be determined this year. I do feel like the USGA, since some of their incidents, has made a step to making it a little bit more reasonable, but I don't understand it.
We said that, you know, after Oakmont and Dustin Johnson, and then, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
And then last year, Shinnecock 2004, right. when right. they burnt out the green, and then they still, every few years, it comes back to them.
I mean, Phil ripped him. Yeah, this week, right? He said, "I played in 29 U.S. Opens. They've messed up every one." Now they can say, "Well, he's bitter because he hasn't won."
That's probably a little bit of it.
But Rory, I think his quote was from this week. Said, "If they mess it up at Pebble Beach, then there's going to be a real problem." Yeah. I mean, Pebble Beach is one of the most iconic golf courses in America, and that's it's going to play differently. It's a wedge golf course.
It's like they don't like people making birdies. You know, what's wrong with making birdies in a tournament? Why does it have to be on the cutting edge of unfair all the time? I understand. I mean, but they're trying to identify the best golfer in the world. But sometimes, you know, I feel like they want even par to be the number, I guess. But
American golf fans and golfers know Pebble Beach. We see it every year.
Good point.
Yeah. They know Pebble Beach. You don't mess with Pebble Beach.
Right.
You don't need to trick it up. It's
right.
It's the star.
I guess that's my point. I think that's the player's point. It's Pebble Beach.
Remember,
you don't mess it up.
In 2000, when the Open was there, Tiger won, and I believe 12 under was his winning score. Because I think Els was like plus +3. Remember, he won by 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now, no one's going to do what Tiger did.
And Graham McDowell won the last time I was there.
That's right.
Because Dustin Johnson.
I think 2010.
Because Dustin Johnson
he shot
down.
An 80, I think, on
he
that
He pulled
day.
A Norman.
Yeah. However, think about that's people terrible. Remember that for one being one of the greatest U.S. Opens ever, that Tiger one.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever say, you know what, it wasn't that good because he was 12 under? Like, who cares?
No.
Like, I understand. They value par. I don't mind that it's harder. But don't trick it out. Don't make it unfair. Don't make it to the point where we have to talk about, well, is that green lost or did they, you know, make this just let Pebble be Pebble, as you're saying. And if the winning score is minus -6, well, all right.
Well,
so if it's a great tournament, then let it be.
Don't you have the feeling that you're Pebble Beach and you're the superintendent there? Aren't you telling the USGA, we're not losing our greens this week, dude?
Yeah, I wonder how that interaction goes. You know, you wonder who has that final call. That was a question I was met with.
Pebble Beach doesn't need the U.S. Open.
No.
I think the U.S. Open needs Pebble Beach.
I agree. Speaking of those comments about the U.S. Open, we're 2 weeks away from the next major on the PGA Tour, which means we're another Batavia Downs Major Challenge contest coming your way. I'll be tweeting out information all about it this week at Brian WGR, but it's your chance to win another great prize back courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. You'll get a free night in their brand new hotel. You'll get restaurant gift cards. You'll get also some free play in the casino. So all the information coming up this week on Twitter at Brian WGR. So make sure you follow me there for information on our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. Also, if you're not thinking about a great event this summer that you should be signing up for, our Duster Challenge, Kevin, registration's now open.
Registration's open. Look, it's June 1st today. Tomorrow's June 2nd. The event's August 2nd. That's 2 months. Get it on your calendar. Register now. DusterChallenge.com. Our proceeds benefit the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation and the HOPE program, which proud to say that all the participants the last 4 years, right? We've done it 4 years? This is our fifth, correct?
No, this is our fourth.
This is our fourth.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, those funds have gone to help what's going to be purchased, those single rider carts, which elevate a player and through an event past Monday at Oak Hill to another events going on that the Reach Foundation here in Western New York is going to be able to purchase three, Steve mentioned, on Monday, right?
That's right. Yeah. And we had our first one this Wednesday at Glen Oak. There's about 36 or 40 guys and women signed up for it, and it was pretty cool. I got to meet a bunch of the guys. You see a lot of the same returning faces, and it's super fun to do.
Yeah, it's life-changing for these veterans. So, anyways, DusterChallenge.com. Listen, if you cannot play, there's a donate button on there. You want to give $5, $10, whatever. That's what it's going to. Yeah. All right, so we appreciate it. But if you can make it August 2nd, it's a limited field. It's a blast. It is super fun. It's a competition, but it's fun. If you have a putter, if you don't have a putter, we'll get you one. You'll get you one you can use for the night.
You know, listen, this also
it's
is
fun.
Not, this is not like you have to shoot. You have to be a certain level golfer. Anybody can play. Your kids can do it. Bring it. It's a nice night for your dad. You want to bring him along, your mom, your sister, your brother, your kids, bring them. It's a fun event. It's at Fox Valley.
Correct.
And, again, it benefits the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. It's at Fox Valley. Speaking of Fox Valley, Kevin.
Oh, I just want to thank.
Go ahead.
I want to thank Marie McConnell.
I was going to say, at Fox Valley.
That's yeah, Marie McConnell and Tom Ahern over at Fox Valley. Yesterday, I had a group from Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Well, they donated. They won an auction to play golf with me at Fox Valley. And Marie threw out the hospitality tenfold. So thank you, right. Marie, for that. And everybody at Fox Valley, actually, you know, the whole staff there. They welcomed them, made them feel like members. It was great. I also want to, I got so many things to mention here. Starting tomorrow, and you'll be hearing commercials here on GR for this for the next 3 weeks, our friends at Michelob Ultra have an opportunity through Consumers Beverages and a couple other locations where you can go to the display. You'll see how you can register to win for you and two other friends a round of golf with me at either Fox or Briarwood. And you're going to win this whole prize pack from Michelob Ultra, and we're going to have an awesome, awesome day for that. So that's coming up. So make sure you check out and see how you can do that. And then finally, Brian, Tee to Green Club.
That's
go
right.
to teetogreen.golf. That's teetogreen.golf. I just met Mitch the other day, our winner of our rangefinder.
I saw the picture.
I saw
him.
That
yeah.
Too.
So, you know, frankly, I somehow didn't get it shipped out. We had a communication issue, and I said, Mitch, I'm going to come by work and drop it off. He's like, really? So, boom, that's what we did. Great to meet Mitch. Mitch, thanks for being a member. Our next one is the Club Glove Travel. Like,
that's real nice.
That is awesome.
I mean, that's the standard in travel, but they carry your clubs, a club glove. And Michelob Ultra has donated that. We're giving that away. Another next major giveaway for the TD Green Club is going to be on the 15th of June.
Yep, U.S. Open.
So get in now. It's free to join. And that's read your right. newsletter. Okay.
If you're a Tee to Green Club member, you also get 10% off your Duster Challenge registration fee. So that also is helpful there. Before we go to break, our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood, got a great incentive going. If you haven't heard the ad, if you heard the ad, actually, we got even an incentive on the incentive, Kevin. Fox Valley and Briarwood.
Yes,
now,
mention Tee to Green.
If you sign up, if you mention Tee to Green, you get a $1,000 credit. At Fox Valley and Briarwood.
No, that expired yesterday.
Oh, that expired yesterday.
Today's June 1st.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was for the month of May.
But no, they have another.
That's right.
They have another program too. That you know, if and they've been putting it on Facebook. Maybe you've seen
Thank
the
you.
Ads there. So there's 20% off your dues for if you know stay for a couple of years. And there's even another incentive on top of that. There, I think there's a $1,000 incentive. I know at Fox Valley for sure. Listen. They've recognized, as most clubs here of Weston, the weather has probably deterred some people from, you know, I'm going to wait. We're in June now.
Right.
It's going to turn.
Does it feel like it?
No. But it is going to turn here, and you're going to be able to get out and golf. So don't wait. Take advantage of the incentives now.
And at Tantera, if you sign up in June, you'll get a $500 credit right
awesome.
Away, too, if you sign up and mention Tee to Green.
So yeah.
Go over
We're just saving you money here
That's
on the
right.
show.
Absolutely. So you can go over and see Don Schneider
Better
at,
than coupon
at Tantera.
Clipping.
That's right. Okay, time out here from Niagara Falls Country Club. When we come back, we'll talk about Hank Haney and his comments and also our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Jeff will give you insight again on how to improve your game. When we come back here from beautiful Niagara Falls Country Club, we're overlooking the ninth green right now here on their beautiful patio. With Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green right here on WGR.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Tip of the Week time as we welcome you back here to Niagara Falls Country Club Women's Porter Cup Week. The tournament is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll get you the information coming up here before we leave you here. Want to thank our guests so far, Tournament Director Brian Oakley and Alex Namofsky from Coastal Carolina. She'll be playing in the event this week. We wish all the players good luck and playing their best here this week at this course. One shot they may have to deal with, the chip and run shot as we get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Jeff, let's talk about keys to hitting a good chip and run.
Yeah, I see a lot of players try to lob the ball all the way to the hole too often. The old saw is, if you can putt it, putt it. You know, that Texas wedge always works well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see people with the chip and run take a 7 or an 8 iron, you know, something with a little flatter face. The key is to get your feet real close together. you're going to put the ball back in your stance a little bit. And you want to stand a little bit closer to the ball. You don't want to be reaching out for the ball. You want to get in nice and close. That'll get your path a little more straight back and straight through. And lean on your forward leg. So if you're a right-handed golfer, lean on your forward leg. Put the ball back in your stance. Stand a little closer. Get the handle a little bit ahead. And this is a putting stroke. You're not going to use any hand or wrist. If you go to the putting green, hit a few before you go. It's a great shot to have. You know, you've got those long runners, those things. It gets you over the collar and gets the ball rolling, and it won't catch up in the collar. One really good tip, though, is to get the heel of the club off the ground. So as you're addressing the golf ball, that club doesn't actually lay flat. I like to get the heel up a little bit, and then you'll hit it a tiny bit off the toe that way, and that deadens it. I don't know if you've ever hit that chip and run. Sometimes they jump out of there on you. This way it won't jump out. It'll come off at a consistent pace. It'll be more similar to what your putter would be.
I want to add to your comment there, because if you remember, Kevin, you and I were playing together on Monday at Oak Hill. Dwayne Randall, the pro we were playing with, told me to do that. Remember, I was had that tough chip behind the green?
That was a brilliant shot.
And he said, and I mean, it was, I'm sitting here saying, like, okay, there's no way I'm going to stop this. I had literally like 5 feet.
Yeah.
And the ball's buried. And he's like, hit it off the toe. It'll take a little more. And I'm like, okay, here we go. I mean, I was scared stiff to hit that. And it came out great. I mean, it was
the only way you could have hit it better, Brian, is if you made it.
Yeah.
I felt
it actually came up short. But yeah. Dwayne's tip was exactly kind of what you said about hitting it off the toe. It deadens it a little.
Yeah, I always like, you know, you still got to hit it square and solid and stuff, but it doesn't, you know, sometimes those irons have a little bit of a hot spot, it feels like, on some of those shorter chips. But you definitely want, if you get a little bit of practice, it's basically your putting stroke. Don't try to keep a little rhythm in there. If you have a longer one, take a longer swing. Don't hit it harder. Take a little longer backswing. And try to make your backswing and your follow-through be about equidistant. If you have a real long backswing and a short follow-through, or a real short backswing and a long follow-through, neither of those work very well. You want to have an equidistant move there.
And I wanted to ask you.
Quiet lower body, too.
Yeah. What distance from the hole, like, what's your decision on to do the chip and run? Like, what's a distance rule of thumb? Or is there one?
You know, I guess if I had to carry 80%, you know, 70%, 70, you know, if I had to roll it 75% of the way or 80% of the way, and I pick one club and I'll use it for most of my chip and runs. I don't go 7, 8, 9. I'll pick one and I get comfortable with that club because I know how it comes off and I can control the distance a little bit better. But that's a personal player preference. You know, I mean, it's hard to judge the distance, you know, how far you would hit it. But I try to do it. I'd rather do that than get the ball up in the air with my wedge. It's easier to get it close.
All right, good advice there. Of course, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. You can find out everything you need to know, local golf news, how to get golf ready, how to get started, how to contact your local PGA professional. Go to WNYPGA.com. Time for our PGA Champions Tour report, brought to you by Absolute Care, Affordable Adult Assisted Living, the Principal Charity Classic, as the Champions Tour players come off of playing Oak Hill last week. Scott Parel is your leader, -9. He was the leader in Rochester after the first round. Chris DeMarco, who, by the way, missed the cut at Oak Hill. He struggled. He was 21 over, missed the cut. He's in second place, so he's rebounded nicely. He is 2 off the lead. Billy Andrade, -6. Darren Clark, Duffy Waldorf, Jerry Kelly, David Toms, Woody Austin, a large group at -5. So we saw pavement. John Daly playing well this week after missing the cut at Oak Hill. He's at -3. He's tied for 18th. So there's your Champions Tour report. We're going to finish with Hank Haney's comments. He hosts a show regularly on Sirius XM on PGA Tour Radio, and he was suspended from PGA Tour Radio for some controversial comments he made regarding women's golf and Koreans. He talked about how he could only name, I'm just paraphrasing here, said, I can only name 5 golfers, and all their last names are Lee. It's kind of around basically what he said. Hank Haney, of course, we know was Tiger Woods' swing coach years ago. Woods was asked about Haney yesterday after his round at the Memorial, and here's Tiger's quote. Said, quote, he deserved it. Just can't look at life like that. He obviously said what he meant. He got what he deserved. So there's Tiger Woods, who has more influence than anybody in the golf world.
He should know more. I mean, he's engaged in the golf world. I mean, he's teaching these players. If you don't know anything, don't say anything. Yeah. You know, and that's not what's going on the women's tour.
Listen, we've talked about this whole show, Kevin. We're here for Women's Porter Cup Week. The growth of the game on the women's side continues to get better and better. The Augusta National and Women's Amateur, like, we should be embracing the fact that you can feel like the steam growing here, and for him to say something like that is extremely rude, disrespectful. He's, for all of us that, you know, he's a golf coach. he's on the golf on the radio, like, should be doing whatever we can to try to grow the game. And for him to say that, I mean, I just...
How many women has he coached, too? He's coached hundreds.
There's no defense for what he said.
Nope. Yeah.
Period. No.
And so Tiger's right. He deserved to be suspended.
I was proud to see the joint statement that SiriusXM and the PGA Tour put out together, being somebody who works for the PGA Tour and on there. I'm very proud of the action that the tour took along with SiriusXM. It was appropriate, and there's no defense for what he said, period. He should be – I'll just say this. We all have a responsibility in media who talk golf to grow the game and highlight the game and not disparage the game and those who play it. And I just felt that, you know, especially as a teacher, right? Yeah. I mean, that should be his mission first and foremost. He's on there because he taught Tiger Woods,
right?
You know, coached him many years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
very very.
And listen, I don't begrudge him for trying to earn money based upon that notoriety here, but this was horrible.
Yeah,
I heard the soundbite. I'm like, he did not just say that.
And on the other end of the spectrum, we're going to be giving free lessons at Glen Oak on Tuesday.
Let's finish on a positive.
Yeah. That's right, for sure.
So there's a free women's event.
Yeah,
at Glen
they
Oak
come out get
Tuesday,
some lessons.
Right?
Yeah, Tuesday afternoon. I got to double check the times. It's free lessons. We have a hitting net we're going to be setting up outside. There's I think we have half brace drinks and some free range balls.
Do they have to register
like
before that, Jeff, or does it just show up?
I'd have to double check. They're welcome to just show up. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Rob Krajewski will be there. We'll be helping out. Anybody that wants to come, get some introduction to the game or just see what it's all about, come on over.
This is for anybody or
for women?
For women. This is for women.
Women.
Hey,
yes.
Guys with the staff bag, don't show up. All right?
Right.
This is not for you.
Yeah, right.
You know, this is for an introduction to the game of golf for women on Tuesday at Glen Oak.
Yeah, and any questions, you know, if you, there's a lot of questions, a lot of times we're there to answer them all.
Yep. And you can give the Glen Oak Pro Shop a call, get all that information.
Certainly. The West New York PGA also. Yeah, I mean, we teach a...
You can call the West New York PGA. They'll have the info as well.
Yes, exactly. We're in the same building.
Yep. So you can call Glen Oak or, again, WNYPGA.com. All right, so Women's Porter Cup week here, Kev. This will be a fun week for everybody here at Niagara Falls. Good luck to the players, we said, but not only all the members and everybody here working and their staff. It's quite a bit to know to put on an event like this.
Well,
so
you know what?
They do a great job.
Yeah, the membership, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for giving up their golf. I mean, they get to play later in the day, but, you know, there's something. We got a short window, right?
I'll be rooting for Alex now.
Nice kid.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, good kid.
Yeah, good luck to all the players. Thanks for Tournament Director Brian Oakley for joining us. Also, Marty Schimmel, who always does a great job taking care of us here. He sets up all the logistics for us coming here. We'll be back in about a month and a half for the Men's Porter Cup as well.
Are we going out to try to win our money back from Jeff on the 12th hole here?
That's right.
11th hole, excuse me. Tiger's hole?
Yeah, we're going to play Tiger's hole where you have 0-1.
We'll have a video up at teetogreen.golf.
So looking forward to that. Derek Kramer, thank you for producing back in our Amherst studios. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com, momentarily. I'll also tweet it out as well at Brian WGR. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green, every Saturday, 7 o'clock, right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.